Have you made some footprints in the sand this summer? I hope so. I know for some of you, sand may not be your favorite thing. You're just fine by the pool. But if you're like me and my family, we love the beach. Sand, sun, surf, and all. Our recent trip to the beach was full of sand. Actually, my car is still full of sand as well, but we can't get enough of it. My daughters bury each other in it. We build the castles and dig holes in it. And as I sit back and breathe in the ocean air, my feet are in their happy place, simply resting in it. One day at the beach, me and my girls took a walk along the shore. There are parts of the beach that are easier to walk on and firm, but other parts that are soft and you really get a workout trying to move through it. As we were walking, I was reminded of the poem, Footprints in the Sand. It's something I grew up with. I'm not sure at what point in my life I read it, but I remember I was young, and it really gave me a view of how God cares for me and is with me through every season of life. As we walked along, I shared the poem with my girls while we made our own sets of footprints in the sand. It was a great moment. As the waves crashed upon the shore, I shared about seasons of pain and struggle in my life and how sometimes I feel alone. But the truth I can know is that through it all, God is with me, always, never leaving me, but carrying me through. I thought I'd share the poem with you. Maybe today you need to be reminded that you're not alone. Footprints in the sand. One night, I dreamed a dream as I was walking along the beach with my Lord. Across the dark sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to me and one to my Lord. After the last scene of my life flashed before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand. I noticed at many times along the path of my life, especially at the very lowest and saddest times, there was only one set of footprints. This really troubled me. So I asked the Lord about it. Lord, you said once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I noticed that during the saddest and most troublesome times of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I don't understand why. When I needed you the most, you would leave me? He whispered, "My precious child, I love you and will never leave you, never ever during your trials and testings. When you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you." Although there is not a specific scripture attached to the poem, I love the words written in Isaiah 46. Isaiah 46:3, "Listen to me, you descendants of Jacob, all the remnant of the people of Israel, you whom I have upheld since your birth and have carried since you were born. Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am He. I am He who will sustain you. I have made you and I will carry you. I will sustain you and I will rescue you." From my mother's womb to my gray hair and when I breathe my final breath, God is with me. I am never alone. And through many seasons of life, He carries me. That's the truth. What a beautiful reminder. No matter where you walk today, you don't walk alone. I'm Lori Klein.